Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry I missed your call. I just got a call from you a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir. Is this Benjamin?
This is he.
Hey, Benjamin, this is Zach. You had filled out a form on my website about your property on Lahore Road.
You are a property buyer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me a little about yourself, but when you can do, and
Well, let me ask you, are you selling that property?
okay, the story is that there are tenants there, and their lease will be up on December. So I can't do anything from now till December, but after December, yes, I would be willing to sell the property. The property is in good condition, new roof and a lot of new stuff, because if you want to rent it, you have to have it up to par.
If you know where Brick Church, do you know where Brick Church Road is?
No, not exactly. I live in Fredericksburg.
Okay. Well, it's down the street from it anyways. I have property
Okay.
in the area, so I'm familiar with the outside of this property and where it's at. The tenants, are they good tenants? Do they pay on time each month, or how are
They
they
pay
treating?
me the whole year in advance.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very good people, and I couldn't ask for better, really. The guy is a pastor of a church.
Awesome. Does he know that you're looking to sell it?
Yes, I gave him the option to buy it, and he has not answered me, so I'm assuming that he's not ready.
Okay. And, do you think that he would want to stay, or do you think that, you're kicking him out, or
Oh,
what do you think?
no. I think he would rather stay. He's a very good fellow. He was thinking to be there for the long run, but I am retiring, and so I got to put my pegs together so I can retire smoothly without worries on my back mirror.
Sure. So, you said he would stay if possible, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I may be wrong, but that's my understanding.
Okay. Well, I would be interested, in purchasing it. Would you be interested in selling it sooner if, something could make sense for you?
How old are you?
I'm sorry.
Pardon my question, my rude question, but I just need to know where you're at in life.
Yeah, well, where I'm at in life is we buy about 5 to 10 properties a month, and we have done probably 1,000 transactions. So,
Okay.
if age is a concern, I think track record should speak for itself.
I'm not concerned about your age. I'm really concerned about from what angle are you looking at the deal? That's what I'm most concerned. 'Cause you get born, you graduate, you get married, you retire, you die. So I'm just trying to get a scope of where is it that you're looking from.
Sure. Well, I know the
That's why
area.
my question.
I know the area. I like the area. It's a good town. And, it depends on the numbers. This isn't something that I don't see myself holding. And especially if you have good tenants there now and they want to stay, then, you know, and they pay, you know, a year in advance. I mean, I don't foresee any issues of working with them. So.
Okay. And what is your, what is it that you're looking to offer for the property?
Well, I'm looking to offer a solution that works for you and me, and, you know, hopefully that'll, you know, work between the two of us. So, I mean, you know, it depends, you know, if the tenant's staying, you know, then we have to take that into consideration. And, you know, we, you know, I don't even know how much the tenant's paying a month.
Yeah.
Or on a yearly basis.
Yeah. Well, it's, let me ask you this. This can go either way. This deal could go either way. Either they stay or they go. I am the one that decides that, depending on the deal that you are proposing to me. So, you know, you can, they are not my family, and I'm just looking the same as you at the bottom line. What is the money going to look like? And so that's basically where I'm coming from. So, I mean, they're... I'm just telling you exactly why I cannot sell it to you today, because I would be in violation of the law with the lease that they signed with me.
No, the lease, you can sell a property and the lease is binding through the sale.
Gotcha.
So I'm not sure. Exactly what you're describing, but that...
No, what I'm saying is that if you, if we can have a clause in the contract that the tenants will stay until December, the sale would be doable right now. But if you object to that clause being there, then we have a problem. We have a legal problem. Basically.
You have a lease with them, correct?
Yes, sir.
That says they can stay till December. Yep. So if that clause was in there, then all that rent payment, you know, let's just say from August till September or December, you know, that would need to transfer to the new owner. Just because, you know, and the security deposit. That's how, you know, that's how this works.
Yeah. I would not be interested in that kind of deal.
Well, it sounds like you can't even sell until, you know, December, because if you're not, you know, let me put it this way. If you try to sell it to anybody, they're not going to accept that clause and take $0 a month and, you know, be out of, you know, of $600-$700 mortgage payment. You know, any investor.
No. Let me explain to you. That property is clear. There's no mortgage on it.
I understand. But you are
taking a mortgage to buy it.
When someone buys it cash, they're not going to want to sit there and collect, you know, $0
gotcha.
Per month, because, you know, the tenants paid you till December.
Right. No, I get that. I get that, and I understand your side of the coin, your situation. I mean, hey, it's up to you. I can. You still haven't given me an offer, so.
Well, there's really, you know, if there's really no offer to be made, and, you know, unless, you know, you would be willing to transfer, you know, the last, you know, August, September, October, you know, about 4 months of, you know, rent over. because, you know, why would I purchase a house and then, you know, basically do nothing and let someone live there for free for 4 months? I mean, how is that a good deal?
How much are we talking about for those 4 months?
I think that it would be the appropriate thing to do is look at the lease and see, you know, what the total 12-month, you know, payment was, and then divide it by 12. I mean, look, I don't want to do business with anyone who doesn't want to, you know, work with me. And I get the feeling that you really don't want to sell it if you're going to have to, you know, come out of pocket some money. You know, I'd love to buy this house, but also I'm not going to nickel and dime over this type of thing.
Well, again, this is why I'm asking, what's your offer?
I don't think that you're in a position to, you know, to realistically sell it unless you're willing to come out of pocket. I mean,
let me tell you a little about the way this came about. I get a zillion callers. I don't know if it's a computer generated algorithm or something shooting me messages that I am willing to buy your property, blah 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 blah. And so I answered to one of those, and here we are talking on the phone.
Okay.
So you're trying to gauge my interest in selling, which is not very high. I'm just answering, trying to prepare all the pegs together. Comes December, I have my money and everything is done.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, we're getting here into, what, $6,000 out of my pocket to you, and you haven't even given me an offer. And so why would I be inclined to do something like that?
Well, the thing is, you know, I can, you know, make an offer all day, but at the end of the day, if the logistics, you know, don't work out, then it's really, you know, we're talking about nothing. So,
yeah, well, I mean, you call me today, and I'm just answering your call, but if you're not even giving me an offer, we're just both wasting our time.
Well, let me ask you this, did you not reach out to one of my associates and say that you wanted to sell your house?
No, the associate called me. I didn't call nobody.
Okay. So you were more just curious on an offer, and you're not asking.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we've probably come to a stalemate. You know, I'm interested in the house. You're not too, you know, inclined to sell it. And, you know,
because you haven't even given me an offer.
Well, I don't just throw out offers. If, you know, if I say a number, you know, I expect to either, you know, do business or not do business. And I get the feeling that you're not in the position to, you know.
No, I don't owe any. This is a free and clear property. I don't owe any money. I'm not in a hurry because the bank is going to repossess or anything like that. So you're probably barking at the wrong tree.
I'm not trying to create any friction between us, and if you know it seems that way, I apologize. But I don't want to, you know, waste time. I hear you that you say you don't owe anything on it, but you know that also tells me you're not really that motivated to sell it.
Exactly. That's a correct assessment.
So, I mean, when they move out, are you going to sell it 100% or no?
No, I'm just going to put a sign in front of the property.
And try to rent it?
Try to sell it.
Okay, so you are going to sell it. Well, you said that, you know, they might stay as well. So,
no,
I mean,
no,
why,
no,
why are you
no.
interested in selling?
Because I'm retired. That's why. I don't want to have to make I'm a handyman myself, and when everything goes wrong, or the toilet clogs, when I have to go there and unclog the toilet because I'm the person responsible for that kind of stuff. And I'm just retiring, and I'll just sell it and live a worry-free life. That's what I'm looking to do, not to be entangled with responsibilities of any kind. So that's the reason I'm selling it. I just don't want any responsibility of anything. I just want to take it easy. Go and live a month out in Hawaii, another month out in Japan, that kind of life.
Okay.
Have you considered, you offered it to him to sell it to him, right?
So you have a nice day, sir.